At 5 o'clock, this is Observer Radio News. Good evening, I'm Christian Boyer. It's 6 degrees and rainy outside our East York studios. In the news today, one of the alleged terror suspects involved in the plot to attack a Villarreal passenger train appeared in court this morning. Chiab Essegayer, 30, of Montreal, told the courtroom as charges were being read that he denounced the criminal code as not being a holy book. The justice of the peace presiding over the case ordered Essegayer detained until his next court appearance on May 23rd. A spokesperson for the RCMP stated that the accused had the capacity to carry out the attack, but posed no real imminent threat to public safety. If convicted, both of the alleged terror suspects could face life in prison. Staying with crime, a second arrest was made in connection with an armed bank robbery that occurred last Sunday at a West End TD Canada Trust. Lenroy Jackson, 27, of Toronto, was arrested in the early morning hours and has been charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, armed robbery, possession of property obtained by crime, and a number of other weapon-related offenses. The first suspect, 26-year-old Andre Palmer, was arrested Monday in Brampton and is charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, armed robbery, and two counts of possession of stolen property. A court date has yet to be issued for both the suspects. In other news, a transit tax might be unavoidable for the City of Toronto. Mayor Rob Ford's executive committee voted to defer a debate on City Manager Joe Pennicetti's report yesterday. However, other councillors are weighing in and plan on forcing a vote to debate the issue before Metrolinx releases their annual recommendations to the province. City Councillor Josh Matlow argued that any municipality not on board Metrolinx's big move train now would be left behind, and that any lack of input in their report from the city would leave us in damage control for years to come. Councillors have until May 27th to decide before Metrolinx delivers their strategy to Queen's Park. Turning now to sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs have ended their playoff drought. Tickets went on sale yesterday for the Leafs postseason for the first time in 9 years. Some fans are still skeptical about the price tag, though. The tickets were jacked up over 75%, starting at $129 for first-round playoffs. They play the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight at the Tampa Bay Times Forum Arena. The puck drops at 7. In Blue Jays news, the Boys of Summer beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-5 in extra innings. At the top of the 11th, Oriole pitchers Jim Johnson gave up a run before walking two that got J.P. Arencibia to the plate to take the lead. Closing pitcher Casey Jansen struck out one and gave up a pop fly that was caught in the outfield by Emilio Bonifacio before striking out the final batter and ending the game for the win. At 7 tomorrow, the Jays will play the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium. In entertainment news, People magazine has named Gwyneth Paltrow 2013's World's Most Beautiful Woman. The 40-year-old actress, cookbook author, and blogger takes the title from People's last year winner, Beyoncé Knowles. Justin Bieber has left his monkey in Germany and doesn't seem like he'll be picking it up anytime soon. Mali was seized by German customs on March 28th, and the Biebs has taken no action to get the little capuchin monkey back. He has until May 17th to provide the paperwork or Mali becomes property of the Federal Republic of Germany. Until then, Mali sits in limbo in an animal shelter. Now for local news. If it wasn't for the sign outside, then you could easily mistake Lippert Music Center for just a quaint little bungalow stuck between a sandwich shop and a thrift store. Inside the basement of that bungalow, however, music lessons have been taught for over 56 years, making it the oldest business in the Pape Village. Started in 1957 by Joseph Lippert Jr., his daughter Charlene Beard took the helm in the early 90s. Here's my report on how this little music school keeps the beat going.
Joseph Lippert Jr., the family business was passed down in 1996 to his daughter Charlene, who both operates and teaches there. Charlene puts commitment first when it comes to her students.
What we've got going for us is the fact that we are in between three schools. We're centrally located. We've had a really great rapport, I think, with all of our students. You know, everybody knows that recruiting is excellent. Recruited to our word. I know anybody that's working, you know, even if I tell you you are going to get something, you will get it from them. Anything we can do to nurture the whole being of the child, not only musically, but music leads you to so many different things. It helps with math. It helps with English. It helps with stage presence and being able to present yourself. It helps with performance.
Many of the teachers at Lippert Music Center are musicians in their own right. They juggle their own indie music careers while still finding time to teach at Lippert. Simon Abbott is just one of those teachers. Recently, his indie music career took him on tour in Alberta. Pulling from his experience, he learned early on that improvisation is something he loved about music. So much so, he feels it rubbed off on his teaching style.
That's where you really can explore your language as a musician. I come in with a general idea of what I want to accomplish, but if I leave it kind of open, then you're looking for that spark of something that's going to happen, and then you can just run with that a little bit. Like, there still needs to be structure to make sure you're covering all the kind of elements of a well-rounded, you know, musician. But what I like most about teaching is this reciprocal thing of like, oh, you tell me about some artist, and then I go check out that artist. And like, I think one of the interesting things is when your student starts to develop their own interest in music, and like separate from you, or they're bringing something to you. That to me is like a good sign that they're engaged.
After 56 years and two generations, Charlene intends to keep the beat going for many more years to come. This is Christian Boyer, Observer Radio News.
And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website, torontoobserver.ca. I'm Christian Boyer, and thanks for tuning in.